after learning about how to acquire, that is recruitment, selection, induction and orientation of employees in a hospital, an important aspect after acquiring these employees for the hospital, it's very important for these employees to be trained and developed regularly. Well, at the beginning of the joining of the hospital also, naturally they should be trained to work properly in the job they are going to work, because they are freshers from outside at times and they have not worked in that department. They may have worked in a medical laboratory where they have known what all things to be done, but ultimately when they start working in a hospital, it's going to be a different ball game, and they have to be initially trained properly how to work in a hospital. And once they go in at a higher post, even development of them, especially for supervisory, executive and managerial level, when they go in, management development is also equally important. And hence we'll learn now chapter 7, that is training and development in hospital. Well, at times you may feel that what's the difference between training and development? Ultimately in both you are going to teach them something, but ultimately training is something which is more of skill based, where you train a person how to do it, while development is a personal development, or in a case of managers, where you are developing them overall to tackle the situations in life as well as in the hospital overall. So let's go into details about this. The learning objectives of training and development in a hospital are, first we'll define what is education, what is training and what is development. Then we are going to find out what are the training guidelines, what is the purpose, why training should be done, and once we have done the training, let's find out what are the advantages to the hospital of training their employees. We'll also learn about the various types of trainings. Then we'll learn about management development programs and various methods how to develop managers. Then finally, last but not the least, a very important aspect in case of training and development for hospital employees is counseling. As we know, hospital employees are mainly dealing with patients, and patients are usually suffering either from physical illness or mental illness. And of course, when they are suffering from physical illness also, it is going to adversely affect their mental health, and hence they need lot of emotional support, and they need attention, they need constant care and compassion. And for that, empathetic listening is one of the important aspects for all the employees who are working for hospitals, and hence counseling is very, very essential to learn for all the employees of the hospital, specifically for medical social workers, those who are doctors, nurses, those who are dealing with psychiatric patients, etc. So counseling, we learn about what are the various types of counseling, what are the techniques of counseling, how counseling can be done, what are the functions of counseling and duties of an employee counselor in a hospital. So finally, in an industry or in a hospital, ultimately training is something which is very, very essential. It should be pervasive and it should be continuous. Continuous learning is required by all the employees of the hospital. So it's a tool ultimately to increase the manpower productivity. What we mean by training, basically, as I told you earlier, training is for specific skills that should be developed in employees. Development is for helping the overall growth of the person mentally, emotionally. And education is something which is theoretical classroom learning that one learns when one is going to school and colleges and MBAs and all. You are educating yourself to acquire more and more knowledge, information, which will be helpful to you in future when you are going to apply this in your life. So ultimately you are a learner throughout your life, and learning is something where it is not just acquiring knowledge or education or skills. Ultimately, learning is something when you can acquire this, but when you are able to change your behavior based on this education or skill that you have acquired, then only it becomes learning. Mark Twain has rightly said that there is nothing training cannot do. Nothing is above its reach. It can turn bad morals to good. It can destroy bad principles and create good ones. It can lift man to angelship. Such a wonderful thing is training. So, delivering customized training successfully, Benjamin Franklin has said, "Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn." So, unless you are involved in what you are doing, you are not going to learn. Just by listening, somebody is telling you, you are going to forget. But if somebody teaches you, goes into the depth of the subject and makes you understand and tests you again whether you have learned this or not, you will be able to remember that. But once you are involved in that, when you practice it yourself, then you are going to learn, and learning is something which is changing your behavior and applying it in your life. So what is training? Training means giving new or present employees the skills they need to perform their job. Ultimately, whenever a new employee enters the hospital, or already some of the employees are working for 2 years, 5 years, but they need something to apply while doing the job, and that is the skill they require to perform their job, and hence you have to train them to acquire those skills. Training is the most effective tool to convert potential to performance. So whatever you can acquire skill, whatever is your potential, once you learn that, it becomes your permanent thing and you are able to perform well based on the skills you have acquired. It's a learning process that involves the acquisition of knowledge, sharpening of skills, clarification of the concepts, rules or changing of attitudes and behavior to enhance the performance of employees. Ultimately, training is a learning process which is going to involve you in acquiring more and more knowledge. Whatever you are going to learn, it will sharpen your skills, whatever earlier you have developed some skills. By undergoing training regarding those skills, it is going to sharpen the skills. It is going to clear your concepts if your basic concepts were not clear. By learning, by training, your concepts will become clear. You are going to learn some new rules of the game, new rules regarding the job to be performed, and it changes your attitude from negative attitude to positive attitude, and the behaviors are going to change, whereby it is going to enhance the performance of all the employees of the hospital if they are trained periodically. So training is actively leading to skilled behavior. Finally, if you want somebody's behavior to be skillful, then naturally they need training. So let's understand the difference between training and development. As far as the content of training is concerned, they are more on technical skills and knowledge, while for development, if you see, it is more of managerial and behavioral skills and knowledge that is to be acquired during management development programs. The purpose of training is basically, specifically, it is job related. That means the job you are going to do, some of the skills you need to acquire, that you are going to learn while training is done. While in development, it is more of conceptual and general knowledge that you are going to acquire, which you can apply in any field of your life in your managerial career. Duration is usually short term in case of training, while it is long term in case of development. And for whom you are going to have training programs? Mainly for technical and non-managerial personnel, while development will be mainly for managerial personnel. So now, how training is going to benefit the hospital? It leads to improved profitability and a more positive attitude towards profit orientation. This will be for corporate hospitals. This will be for private hospitals, where naturally you not only see the help to the community, of course medicine is a noble profession, but for business hospitals, private hospitals or corporate hospitals, the prime motto is also for profit. And when you are going to have lot of training programs for your all the employees, it is going to lead to improved performance of these employees. They will be highly motivated, consistently doing good work and better work for the hospital, which will lead to positive mental attitude towards the profit orientation. It improves job knowledge and skills at all levels in the organization. It improves workforce morale. When you are organizing training programs for all your employees, right from sweeper level to the topmost level, what happens? The employees feel that the management is keen to improve our knowledge. They are keen to help us in our growth. Thereby, our marketing value is going to improve, and hence their workforce morale will be improved. It also helps us to predict future needs. As we know, there is a global competition. Newer and newer hospitals and healthcare management are going to come in our country, and hence if ours is a learning hospital, where right from sweeper level or class 4 employees to the topmost people, we are organizing regularly and periodically, say, training programs for them, whereby we are making them competent in newer and newer skills. Whatever technological developments are occurring there, also we are making them understand, acquire the knowledge and skill to manage those newer equipments, acquire the skills to interpret the newer technologies that have come in the medical and paramedical field. And hence it is going to predict the future needs required, and accordingly training programs can be organized for that. And it enhances decision making and problem solving abilities of our managers. It is also going to enhance the promotion probability of our employees, whereby they become better and better competencies they are developing, so that they can be promoted to the higher level. And it aids in replicating success factors. So whatever are the success factors that success you have achieved in the last year, we can train our employees in such a way that they acquire the knowledge and aptitude which they have learned in their success. How they become successful, all the people will become successful by learning that. It helps people as well as hospital alignment based on the values of the hospital, based on the vision and mission of the hospital. The training can be given to all the employees of the hospital in such a way that they can work towards achieving those objectives or goals of the hospital, and hence it is going to align the objectives of the employees and the hospital. It is going to enhance corporate image. It fosters authenticity, openness and trust among all the employees. It improves boss-subordinate relationship, because the subordinate will feel that my boss is sending my name for training program, which means that my boss is interested in my personality growth, in my technical growth, in my skill growth, whereby I can become promotable in future. And hence more trust will be there between the boss and subordinate, and subordinate is going to help the boss also to achieve his results. Overall, this will lead to achievement of the goals of the organization. So it will enhance the productivity of the hospital as a whole. It will optimize the resources of the hospital, so that optimal use of all the resources will lead to better productivity, better profits, and better competitivity among all the other hospitals of the world. Enhances learning orientation. It leads to learning orientation among all the employees. Earlier days when training programs were not organized, the employees of the hospital used to feel whatever we have learned during our graduation days is enough. We can go on prescribing the same medicines to our patients. We can go on doing the work same way as we have done during the initial year of our career, and it will last for our life, which is not the truth. Because of the global competition that's occurring, because of the newer and newer challenges that we are facing, because of the newer and newer technologies that are coming up in the world, which various corporate hospitals are applying in their hospitals to achieve better and better results, better and better patient satisfaction and delight. So those days are gone, and one has to organize learning programs for all the employees of the hospital periodically, continuously and pervasively, whereby it becomes a learning organization. It is going to improve the labor management relations, that the labor will feel that management is pro labor for improvement of the labor, acquiring more and more knowledge skills, and hence industrial relations will also improve, and it enhances internal expertise. Internally, the employees of the hospital will become more knowledge based, more skill based. They will acquire a newer and newer technology skills, and hence it will reduce dependence on consultants who are otherwise called for from outside every now and then to achieve the results. It assists hospital development as a whole. One can learn from the trainee also, because some of the newer ideas are coming with the new people who are coming, who may have worked somewhere else also earlier, and from there also they can bring the best possible practices. It helps prepare guidelines for work. It aids implementation of organizational policies, because then you are communicating all the policies of organization to all the people while giving training programs. It helps transition from Q1 to Q2. Now you will ask me, what is this Q1 and Q2? Well, if you have read The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey, he has clearly told us that human life, we have got 4 quadrants. Quadrant 1 is important and urgent. Quadrant 2 is important but not urgent. What happens, most of us, what we are doing in our life is tackling quadrant 1. That is tackling those problems which are important and very, very urgent, because we cannot wait. These problems cannot wait. Unless you solve them and tackle them, they are going to create disaster for our life. So you have to do it immediately, and there is an emergency, you have to do it because they are very important and urgent. But quadrant 2 is something which is important but not urgent. So if you take care of quadrant 2, you take care of all the important things, but if they are still not urgent, you can take it smoothly without perturbance in your mind, without any anxiety, and do it very calmly, peacefully and nicely, and achieve the results which will make your life and the life in your hospital or work life in such a way that things do not become important and urgent. For example, exercise is something which is important but not urgent. For a healthy lifestyle, you need to exercise preferably 1 hour every day. Now, usually what people do, they are so busy in their work life, they are so busy in seeing TV, gossiping and so many other work which they feel they are important for them, and then they don't have time for exercising. What happens by that? Gradually the health deteriorates. As the aging occurs, they develop obesity, hypertension and then heart attack or diabetes. What will happen then? Then the doctor will tell them to exercise regularly. If you are diabetic, we say at least 1 hour brisk walking is must, because then By that, your large muscles are acting, they are utilizing the sugar, and your obesity also goes down, whereby you earlier, due to obesity, you were insulin sensitive, whereby the insulin that was produced by your pancreas was not acting on the remote site for the utilization of sugar, and now because your obesity goes down, your large muscles are acting, and hence you become more insulin sensitive and your blood sugar may be easily controlled with medicine, of course, but still medicine dose should not be increased. Or in early diabetes or pre-diabetic case, probably it can be controlled just by that, and of course diet control one has to do. So what happens now if we are taking care of the exercise right from beginning, before developing obesity, before developing high blood pressure and diabetes and heart problems? If we have exercised, you need not go in for all these problems. You won't develop obesity, you won't develop high blood pressure, you won't develop diabetes and heart problems. So always go for quadrant 2 activities without getting any problems, and then naturally your all the activities will lead to more of doing important things which are not urgent, but this will take care of your important and urgent things automatically, because they won't become urgent at all. And hence, when training is given to the employees, they are taught about healthy lifestyle, they are taught about exercise, and importance of exercise is given to them, or similarly for their other job works, if procrastination is avoided, they are told how to do the projects in the best possible way, and given guidance and facilitation, this will lead to prevention of any urgent projects to be done, and this is how training will help transition from Q1 to Q2. They help conflict management. Now, conflict is something where there is a difference of opinion, or the wants and desires of one person are given more importance as compared to other, and there is a desires and wants of one person not being fulfilled because of the other, and hence there is a conflict between the two. Usually in interpersonal relationship also, many times the conflict is bound to occur, and if people are trained accordingly, if they have been given the right knowledge about the yogic lifestyle, where people will go for helping others all the time, and there is no question of conflicts arising. If they are mentally happy, they are not only going for material well-being, and they go for spiritual well-being, in which case there is no question of conflict arising, because then you feel that each and every person is the part of God, and there is no question of fighting with anybody else in that case. So it enhances communication, and it also helps change management. So whenever something you need to change, since change is the only constant thing in life, if periodically and regularly people are trained about the importance of the new technology and how to acquire them and learn the skills, naturally whatever change you want to do, people are not going to resist that, and it will be easy transformation of mentality of people to accept newer changes that are coming up. So it helps to acquire various changes in the organization required for competition that is there in the global market, and it will be easy for you to adopt the changes. So it helps change management. So what are the training objectives for a hospital? First, rendering better service to patients. As we know, patient is the customer for a hospital, customer is king. It is the patient who gives us an opportunity to serve. They are not somebody who is going to infringe upon our rights or our necessities. It is the patient for whom all the employees of the hospital exist, and hence we have to render better service to the patients, and that will be achieved by giving proper training, by improving the knowledge, skills and attitude, making the employees of the hospital with positive mental attitude, and hence it will help in better service to the patients. It will reduce waste by acquiring the right knowledge of waste management, by acquiring energy conservation. It will reduce the waste by reusing, recycling, etc., by promoting safety measures, it will prevent many of the accidents that are occurring. To prepare for changing demands, to prevent obsolescence, teaching employees to operate new machines like X-ray, lab equipments, laundry department, newer equipments, etc. And hence, their knowledge will not become obsolete because they are able to acquire newer and newer knowledge skills to operate the newer machines that are coming up in the market. And hence, it will lead to better equipped, competent employees of the hospital, whereby they do not become obsolete and their market value also remains high. To align with job specifications, whatever job specifications are there, if the employee is trained properly, he will be able to align with that easily and get the best results out of this. And to prepare for the next job which is required to be done as he is promoted or as the newer equipment is coming in the hospital, which is a newer technology equipment, and one should be able to competently handle that equipment also. So all these things can be achieved by regular training programs for your employees. To enhance productivity, we are able to increase the productivity of the employees. Now, what is productivity? Output over input. It's a ratio of output over input. So if the input is kept same but the output increases, it means productivity has increased. If the output and input both are increasing but proportionally output is increasing more than the increase in input, then also your productivity increases. If input decreases and output increases, then also output increases and productivity increases. If both are decreasing but proportionately input is decreasing more or output is decreasing less, then also your productivity increases. So overall, if we want in a hospital scenario, this is more in a manufacturing scenario what I told you, but in a hospital scenario, if we see, if you want to increase the productivity of your employees, it means what? It means that they are acquiring newer skills whereby the wastage is less, whereby the obsolescence is less, and overall the patient satisfaction and delight is increasing day by day with the same kind of resources that the hospital is having also, and then it is improving the image of the hospital per se. Then comes career and success, succession planning. If you are improving the knowledge, skills and attitudes of your employees by the right kind of training programs based on the training assessment needs, what will happen? Their career can progress further easily, and when somebody is going to retire, somebody else who is one rung below that will already be prepared to take post of that. So it will help us in succession planning as well. It will help us to benchmark with outside world, as we know that today is the world of globalization, where all the hospitals that are there are competing with the global hospitals. Medical tourism is increasing day by day, whereby people are going to opt for taking medical services also from such hospitals in such countries where they have got competent doctors, latest technology at an optimum rate. So if you can get the cardiac bypass operation at the rate of 3 lakhs in India, why a person in America should go to American hospital and get the same done in 10 lakhs? So medical tourism is increasing because Indian doctors are equally competent. Indian operation theaters in good hospitals are having all the best possible equipments, best possible preventive measures to prevent any safety hazards or any health hazards for the patients, and the best possible operational techniques with the laminar flow in the operation theater, whereby the hospital acquired infections are also minimal, then people will prefer to get themselves operated at India. So this is how medical tourism is increasing in India, and that's how you can benchmark your equipments, your competency of the employees, your preventive measures in comparison with the global hospitals where the best of the services are available. So this is what can happen only by training programs regularly in a hospital. This is going to enhance the morale of the employees and it will stabilize the workforce, whereby employee turnover will also decrease because they feel that their mental outgrowth is occurring because of the training and development programs that the hospital is regularly organizing and sending them for such programs. They are appreciated, they are getting the best of the equipments for the hospital, they are getting the best of the services for patients, and they are getting the pride of working for such a hospital. That's why they are less likely to go to any other hospital. So improvement in workforce morale, improvement in good salary, improvement in mental development, all these things will lead to stabilization of the workforce. Employee turnover will also decrease. Now let's understand the training process. First and foremost, one has to assess the training needs. So only those kinds of training programs should be organized where the training need is there. Don't go for a training program just for the heck of it or just for the sake of it. For example, suppose an HR manager has gone and attended a stress management program in one of the seminars that he has attended in the HR professional organization of which he is a member, and he was impressed with the faculty. He feels that that's a wonderful faculty who has given us insight into how to manage stress. So let us organize stress management program for our hospital employees. And he tells all the HOD of the various departments, you send two people from each department to attend this stress management program. Because we have got an excellent faculty who is going to deliver a talk on stress management program for 2 hours or half a day workshop we are going to organize. Now what do you think? Is it the right way to train people? What will happen? Each HOD will randomly select two employees to go for that, or he will select those employees who have got comparatively less work right now because of some or the other reason so that he can spare them for this program. Now what happens? They go for the program, they enjoy because now they are away from the work, they are sitting in a good AC hall where this faculty is telling about what is stress and how to manage it. They are going to have a good lunch. Earlier in the tea break or coffee break, they are going to have good cookies and coffee, and half a day they have enjoyed, they have not worked, they have listened. And then they go back to their work. Whatever they have learned there probably are not very relevant to them because they don't have stress anyway. They have got as such little less work for them, which they are able to cope up with very easily. That's why the HOD has sent them there. So what is the use of such a training program? That's why first and foremost we have to assess the training needs. Unless we know that this is a particular training program this particular employee needs, he is not going to apply this in his life and it's not going to be useful for the hospital at all. So first and foremost you should go for assessing the training needs, which can be at individual level, at group level, or at organizational level or a hospital level per se. Then based on this assessment of training needs for individuals, group, or the whole hospital, you have to derive a right kind of training objectives, that what exactly we want out of this training program. Based on that, you design a proper training program, then implement this training program where need-based employees only will be called for attending this kind of training program, and then evaluate the program to find out how effective it is and what is the impact of this training program in future. Whether really it has changed the behavior of the employees who have undergone this training program, whether really it has decrease the waste, whether really it has reduced the accidents if it was on a safety training program, whether really it has improved the productivity of them, or it has changed the attitude towards positive attitude or not. So assess the impact of this training program by assessing and evaluating the effect of this training program on the people who have attended, and whether they are implementing these learnings of the training program during their day-to-day activity or job. So how you are going to assess the training program? It can be by organizational analysis, departmental analysis, job or role analysis, and manpower analysis. These are the four ways in which you can do that. For organizational analysis, you may have to see overall if there are some technological advances which are occurring which is affecting the whole organization. Say for example, initially when everything was done manually, all the records were kept manually, and then gradually human resource information system, where the combination of HRM with IT, that is the information technology, has come and computerization can be made, whereby it is going to overall affect the whole organization, then it is better to train our people with the computerization process itself, whereby all are going to use the computers, and it is going to be a boon to maximize the use of that and make everything accurate, faster, more specific, more needful, which is going to generate all the reports very quickly. So organizational analysis can tell you what should be done. Or if you found that in your organization, in your hospital, the employees of your hospital themselves